I love swearing. I've always quite... Oh, you all right? Sorry, what was that? I missed a bit of chat. Hi. Sorry, it's not the telly. If you talk, I can hear. Now you're looking pissed off. You're thinking, I didn't press the red button. It's gone all interactive. What were you saying? Go on, say.
I thought you were talking about
snake
bite drink.
You thought... You just said, I thought you were talking about snake bite the drink. Yeah. What happened was... OK, in a joke is like two stories, yeah? And the first story makes you make an assumption about something. So the assumption people made about snake bite in that joke was that it was a snake biting you. That's the setup of the joke. So you made the assumption he's talking about a snake biting someone. In the second part of the joke, often known as the punchline, what you'll find is that rug will be whipped from under you and you'll realise that the assumption you made was erroneous. Suddenly revealing a fact that was previously concealed is the nature of all one-liners, madam. So, in essence, I was talking about both snake bites, the thing that happens when a snake bites you, and also the drink. No problem at all, it's lovely to help. It's nice to have you here this evening, because I think one of the charity gigs I did helped pay for the minibus that brought you here. Nice to see that money wasn't wasted. Oh, bless her little heart. What are you making of the rest of the show? Or are you just enjoying the spangly things? I tell you what's embarrassing. Getting your cock stuck in the flies of another man's trousers. Could you move around a bit? Because I think you're encouraging the others. What's your name, madam? I better ask.
Gemma.
Gemma. Hello, Gemma. Is there any chance you could just pop the Chinese love balls out for a minute? You seem to be teetering on the edge of orgasm at all times. I've seen it in films, I know. What do you do, Gemma?
I'm a cheerleading coach.
You're a cheerleading coach? The easiest job in the world? I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's a new name for cheerleading coach, though, isn't there? Don't we call it grooming now? So, what, who do they cheerlead for?
I have a squad called the Fury Jams.
You have a squad called the what?
The Fury Jams.
The Fury Jams. Is that a term for menstruation? There's a cheerleading squad called the Fury Jams. You're right, love. Now I've got the Fury Jams. And you teach people to cheerlead?
Yes, like stunting, like throwing people up in the air.
These are grown adults?
No, I've got children ages 10 to 16.
10 to 16?
Yeah.
Okay, and you get them to...
Well, it's not just pom-poms and showing your bottom.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'm no expert. I know there's a lot of showering. There's more showering than you would imagine. But has anyone else got any cheerleading DVDs? I'm something of a connoisseur. I have a collection. And mainly, they like to get sudsy. Let's move this along. But lovely to meet you with your hilarious laugh. It's infectious. I like it. Thanks very much for coming.
Thanks.
And thanks very much for cheerleading. Thank you for helping our young people go... It's valuable work you do. I like it when ladies get tattoos. Have any ladies in here got tattoos?
Vent.
What have you got?
A vent.
A what?
A vent.
You've got a vent. I think that may be the crudest term I've ever heard for a vagina. I've got a vent. Well, if you're particularly gassy, I suppose. Whereabouts is this vent?
On my arm.
On your arm, you've got a vent. You have, by all accounts, got some sort of vent. Fucking go, girl. Nothing says feminine like air conditioning equipment. Nothing says I'm hot like I need a fucking vent. That's how hot I fucking am. Has anyone got one on the small of their back?
Yeah.
What have you got?
A football symbol.
A football symbol?
Yeah.
What, sorry?
Yeah, would you like to see it?
Yes, I would. Yay. Have a look. A football symbol. What is it?
Gaelic football.
It's Gaelic football?
Yeah. Irish football.
Right, no, I know what Gaelic football is. How come you've got that there? Did you do the whole team and you got a bonus? I don't know. It's just, it's always struck me, it's a lovely place to get a tattoo because it's discreet. When you ask a lot of ladies why they get a tattoo, they say, I got one there because it's just for me and my partner. Or partners. It's, you know, but my question is, if he's looking at that, he's already having a good time. The last thing he needs is more visual stimulus. What you've basically got on your lower back is a target. Having said that, I really like tattoos there, so I'm trying to convince my girlfriend to get one. I want her to either get, if you can read this, you're fucking me. Or, now wash your hands. I'd like to get a tattoo. I'm thinking about getting one just there, just across there, just above the Speedos, just above the banana hammock. Saying, caution, choking hazard. Ages 16 and up. May contain nuts. My girlfriend wants a diamond ring, and the only reason I know that is it's pretty much all she fucking talks about. Let's face facts. Anyway, my girlfriend's getting a diamond ring is if the vajazzler slips. I don't really understand the vajazzle. I mean, I know what a vajazzle is. I know what it is. They whip away all the hair from your foo-foo and then they diamante it. I say they. I imagine you get some Pritstick and glitter and have a crack yourself. Have a sparkly crack yourself. You're welcome. I just don't know who that's for. I've never met a man who said to me, oh, I love vaginas. But I wish they're a bit more zhuzhy. A few more sparkles wouldn't go amiss. I want a glamour-puss, a showbiz entrance. Has anyone had a vajazzle? She had. What motif did you go for, madam?
Hearts. I was a little bit embarrassed to ask for one.
You had a heart?
Yeah.
Because you were embarrassed to ask for... You were embarrassed to ask for something spectacular. So you were fine with someone putting glitter on your fanny, but you went, I don't want to ask for anything embarrassing. How adorable. And was it for a special occasion, or was it just...
No, I just thought, why not?
You thought, why not? Well, plenty of fucking reasons. Basic hygiene. Your boyfriend could chip a tooth. And it was definitely a proper vajazzle, not a Liverpool vajazzle, which is just a euphemism for herpes. Are you all drinking this evening, ladies and gentlemen? Are you drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a few of you. I like drinking. I prefer being drunk than getting drunk. I'm not very keen on beer and wine, but I like the interesting things you order when you're drunk. The drinks that no one ever orders sober. Aftershock is a prime example. You know that weird pink fluid? No one's ever ordered that. So the designated driver has never walked into a bar and thought, well, I can have one drink, can't I? They've got beer, they've got wine, they've got spirits. No. I'll have a pipette of aftershock, please. It's the same with a flaming Zambuca. No one's ever ordered one of those sober.
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
You've ordered a flaming Zambuca sober?
It's our drink.
It's your drink? You order flaming Zambucas.
Yes.
The clue as to why you shouldn't order one, madam, is the fact it's on fire. It's the equivalent of walking into a kitchen going, I'm a bit thirsty. There's a glass and a tap. and then spotting out of the corner of your eye a gas hob. The only reason I could possibly think of to order a flaming Zambuca when sober is if you meet a girl and she's something just a little bit special. Yeah? Maybe you've been out on two or three dates, you've established she's beautiful, she's intelligent, she's funny. You think you might be in love with her, you think she might be the one, but she's got a bit of a problem with facial hair on the top lip. That can be an awkward thing to bring up. Much better, I think, take her out for a drink. Two flaming Zambucas, please. No, they're both for you. You know, and you drink flaming Zambucas as well. Whereabouts are you from?
Newcastle.
Oh, of course. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I was asking kind of a London audience, do you drink flaming Zambucas when sober? If I thought there were people in from Newcastle, I would have said, what do you like to drink to get you in the mood for a fight? So what, are you down here on the Rob, or what are you up to?
So we sent you an email saying if you want to go out for drinks in Newcastle, we'd show you the better sites.
The best sites in Newcastle? I imagine the one where you go... My girlfriend said she wanted me to tease her. I said, all right, fatty.